A reading from Psalms. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. My name is Ben Kurzweil, and among other duties as your cantor, I have the privilege of supporting our Christ the King community from the console of our pipe organ from time to time. From the moment you turn into our nave, the spectacle of this instrument on the far wall can easily capture your attention with its beautiful wooden carvings and rich green hue. It's a captivating sight. Yet, when you sit down in these pews, something happens that's subtle but significant. For all of the organ's visual grandeur, it slips from your view to the side. This arrangement is no accident. At the top of the face of the instrument, flanking the pedal towers, is a quote from Psalm 100, inscribed in Latin. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth, and serve the Lord with gladness. Above the center is Johann Sebastian Bach's own famous words, found at the end of many of his musical compositions. Soli Deo Gloria, to God alone be glory. Together, these words remind us that the purpose of our music in this space, and indeed of the organ itself, is not to glorify the musical act, but to draw us nearer to God. Since our congregation's earliest days, music has been central to Christ the King's identity. Known from our founding as the Music Church, our congregation has consistently invested in musical beauty with the organ's support. From humble portable organs in the elementary school down the street to a Wurlitzer in 1953, followed by a Rieger pipe organ around 20 years later. Finally, 30 years ago, on September 24th, 1995, we dedicated this magnificent Nowak instrument behind me. Thanks to the vision and generosity of Carol and Dory Shattuck, as well as the shared support of our congregation. This instrument stands as a representation of the musical ideals of the Lutheran Church. For Martin Luther once claimed, next to the Word of God, it is music which deserves the highest praise. Such a statement invites us to consider why music should be held in such high regard. It cannot simply be the beauty of sound alone. Rather, music uniquely helps us experience our faith as something alive and shared among us. Recently, I was reminded of an established finding from neuroscience. One of the primary ways humans experience empathy, our capacity to truly love and understand one another, is through subtle mimicry. Every day, we unknowingly mirror each other's facial expressions, gestures, and posture. While this much may be obvious to you already, the key finding is not that we emotionally empathize with others because of their expressions, but through the process of mirroring their expressions, we feel and perceive what they feel. In this mimicry lies a profound connection. Consider our worship space. Our pews, as I said earlier, are arranged so that we face each other. When we sing hymns, we do not merely hear each other better in this case, we also sing our faith face to face. On Maundy Thursday, we will hear the scripture from the 13th chapter of John when Christ gives us a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. As we sing, Our worship has the chance to become an embodied act of empathy, which cultivates that unconquerable goodwill found within agape love that Jesus describes. Meanwhile, our organ, in its ornate beauty and yet intentional humility, helps us live out this commandment. Its grand presence serves to unite and guide our voices, but its ultimate purpose is quietly profound. As you take your seat on either side of the room, if you choose to sit in these seats, your attention shifts from the instrument toward God and toward each other. This Lent, as we reflect on the theme of extravagant love, we might recognize the beauty of our own organ as symbolic of the extravagant love of God, a love that, though magnificent, willingly steps to the side to lift up and unite God's people. So anytime we sing, I encourage you to look around. Notice how our voices blend, our breathing synchronizes, our minds and our hearts align. Notice how deeply connected we become, practicing the agape love Christ taught. Perhaps this is exactly why Luther placed music so highly. It allows us to embody the word of God, to live out Christ's command to love one another in this shared experience. Together, guided by this humble yet extravagant instrument, we proclaim, "Make a joyful noise to the Lord, serve the Lord with gladness, and to God alone be glory." Amen.